We're here with Bill McCann, the founder and president of Dancing Dots, and Brian Smart, who is lead technical support person for Dancing Dots. And we are going to do a demonstration here of some music notation software and some other things. Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, we have solutions for blind musicians and people who teach blind musicians in three main areas. The first two involve notation. I'm blind and somebody gives me a piece of music I need to learn. How am I going to do it? Well, we have technology to scan the music, let the computer play it back for you so you can hear how it goes in tempo, and also convert it to the equivalent Braille music score so you can learn it through that medium. We also have that same technology will allow you to start a new file, a new project, play music in to your computer, listen to the computer play it back, revise it as necessary, and then send it to the ink printer so a sighted guy can read what I write. And then the third product is not at all involved with notation or Braille at all. It's just about sound, and that's a multi-track digital audio workstation software called Sonar from Cakewalk, and we have some scripts for JAWS called Cake Talking for Sonar.
Sure.
Let a blind guy get in there, record from a keyboard, sounds from a microphone or other audio sources, mix them down, add effects, mix it, get the levels right, relative levels of the tracks, volume levels,
sure,
and so forth, and then put it down to a two-track stereo master, like an MP3 format, Windows Media, whatever, put it on your website, burn it on a CD, give it to your friends, sell it at your next gig, whatever.
Sure. Let's look at this music notation software, probably what people might be a little less familiar with as far as your company.
Well, the main product for the notation is called Good Feel, like feel good backwards.
Sure.
And Good Feel comes with, Good Feel is the Braille music translator that we at Dancing Dots developed, but we bundle it with two mainstream products, a music OCR program called SharpEye and a music notation program called Lime. And so I have a regular old Canon scanner on my table here. I have a print book called Piano Favorites.
All right.
And I have it open to a page that there's a march by George Frederick Handel. We're going to scan the music now. I'm using JAWS for Windows, but this can be done without JAWS. This particular piece has nothing necessarily to do with JAWS.
So there's no special scripts here?
Not for the scanning piece.
I see.
Okay. Okay, so I'm scanning the page. And again, this is a mainstream music OCR program, but we've used it to get data quickly into our notation software.
And no special scanners required. Any off-the-shelf cheapo scanner.
Sure, yeah, this appears to be one of the slower, cheaper scanners.
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Yep.
On this particular setup.
Is it longer for scanning music than it would be for scanning text?
I don't know. It's about the same.
About the same. It's comparable.
I see.
That's it. You know, and there are a lot of variables.
OCR,
right, right.
So we're acquiring the image.
Just about done here.
92%. 98%. 99%. 100%.
Now we're going to perform what's called a read step. We're going to read the image we acquired. And on the screen, I can't see it, but I know that on the bottom of the screen, there's the image of what we scanned, and on the top now, SharpEye is rebuilding the music notation.
Select the modify with left button, zero rhythm warning, precise symbol.
And there are zero warnings. That means there are zero places where SharpEye is not sure what the rhythm should be. So the first thing I can do is play the music back.
All right.
Which I'll do now.
Alt F, menu, file, leave menu.
Is that through your sound card, or is that through a keyboard, or...?
This is coming through a MIDI module called the Roland Sound Canvas.
All right, okay.
But it is through MIDI services of the computer.
Wow, that's perfect.
Okay, so we won't play it all, but now we're going to leave SharpEye and launch the editor called Lime. Okay, I'm going to slow JAWS down a little bit.
Slower. R2 beat 1. C5 8.
Okay, so
now this is adapted with scripts.
Yeah, now this is scripted. We have some JAWS scripts we call Lime Allowed, because the product's called Lime, and you're allowed to use it. So, no, it's actually A-L-O-U-D.
Right.
But, so I'm using the numpad for music the way we are used to using it for text. In other words, 5 on the numpad is the current note, not the current character.
Which is saying it's a D, fifth octave D.
That's right.
Is that an eighth note? Is that what the
yes,
A is for?
It's okay. Playing the D, and it's telling us the name of the note, the octave of the note, and the rhythm of the note. If I hit 6 on the numpad,
beat 1.5, E5/8.
So right. On beat 1.5, we have an E. Now, I can listen to it one note at a time, or I can move a little more quickly, so...
Beat 3, beat 1, D5 tap.
I can also hold down control in those same keys now, and we're used to maybe saying the current word. We're going to say or play all the notes in the current part.
D3, A5.
So we hear the note in context.
Ah, I see.
It's kind of like reading by chord.
Right. Okay.
And then the top line, 7, 8, 9, we're used to thinking of as previous, current, and next line, but this is previous, current, and next.
Next measure.
All the notes at this particular time.
I see.
So
okay.
Right now we're at...
Bar 4, beat 3.
So right there, if I do control 8...
Oh, okay.
We hear the bass notes now. And so forth.
No, it's not.
So before you were navigating, but you were staying within the clef, basically? Is
yes,
that, okay.
I was in the right-hand part.
Right.
But now I was playing all parts.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Go to bar number 1 at bar 1.
And I'm going to... I know this is a little pickup measure, so I'm going to make it measure 0.
Edit O, options, dialogue. Start bar numbers at type 0, at bar 0, beat 1.
Okay, and I'm going to give it a title.
Annotate X, T, title assistant, dialogue. Title for type M-A-R-C, 8, enter, march, new piece, and X, composer, enter.
Composer.
8, A-N-D-E-L, enter, handle.
And one more point. Thing, I'm going to tell Lime that this music
Parson
is for piano.
Altar, dialogue, P-I-A-N-O, enter, parts and voice, new piece.
Does now, that change how it processes it?
Yes, because okay. In Braille music, the decision on how to lay out the Braille page,
sure.
The format, is based on what's this music for.
Yes.
So vocal music is laid out a little differently than piano.
Yep.
Now I'm going to go to File.
File menu.
And launch Goodfeel right from Lime's File menu.
Oh, okay.
G. Graphics. Save Lime. Pieces. Colon. Dialogue. A-A-E. T-R-C-A-N. March. Lim. Piano. K-Face. Goodfeel. Intermediate. Dialogue. Tab. Report. Alt.
Okay, now, Goodfeel says there's no tempo in marking. Is that okay? Yeah, that's okay. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Oh, it didn't like the pickup, so I thought there was an incorrect amount of time, but that's not a problem. So now, I'm going to just click on Process. And now on the Braille display here on the table, I don't know, do you read Braille?
Yes.
Okay, so here it is, the way it's going to look on the embossed Braille.
Let's see if I remember. It's been a long time.
Well, that's easy. That's the type.
Yes, that I can do.
You can do that. It's March, and now I'll scroll down. It should say all centered. It says by.
By, yep.
I'll roll down. It should
handle.
Say handle. It should say keyboard.
Yep.
Now, here's where the fun begins.
Oh, yeah, there's the time signature, right?
The key and the time.
Key
so
and same.
1, 4, 6, that's the sharp sign. So
yep, two sharps.
Two sharps.
4, 4 time.
And 4, 4, very good.
It's been a while, but all right.
Now we start here with measure 0, the pickup measure.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That's forte.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first note is A. Quarter over a third.
And then D,
Ray,
D, E, F, G.
Right like that.
Those A's. Yep, I see
so
that.
So it's all there. There's the left-hand part. What do we have there? Yeah, that starts there.
And you have a couple measures. Is that two measures? No,
oh, wait,
it's just one.
I went down too far. Huh. Oh, I see what happened. For some reason, we brailled the right hand separate from the left hand. We shouldn't have done that. Oh, because I forgot to name the parts. I thought I had done that.
So it doesn't say
It says
keyboard.
Part. It doesn't say keyboard. It says Well, the first one says keyboard, the next one says part two.
That's a labeling thing back when he was doing all the annotation stuff.
I labeled it too quickly. Well, anyhow, we send that to the Braille embosser, and the blind musician has their part. Again, they can go back to Lime, and if they're a JAWS user, they can read along on the hard copy and help themselves understand what's happening by...
Sure.
Now, what is this? Okay. So, the other cool thing is, on the screen, as I'm scrolling through the Braille score, I am scrolling through the print score.
Oh, I see,
So, if a sighted guy's working with me, a teacher or a friend or whatever, they don't know Braille, I don't know print, but we can look at the same score, because there's a highlight in the print.
Okay.
The other thing, real quickly, I'm just going to go to File, New, and make a new file. So, new piece, I'm going to make it 12 measures. I'm going to make it 2/4 time. And I'm going to make it, say, for flute. I'm going to say the key signature.
All right.
And I'm going to just press Control R and get a metronome going. I'm going to reach over to this MIDI keyboard I have on the table. It's just a little travel 2-octave MIDI keyboard. And I'm going to make up a little tune here in the key of F. Let's see. Now, that little tune I just played is in print music on the screen and in Braille on my Braille display. I can go back through it one note at a time. And so forth. So
Now, did it automatically quantize it too?
Yes, it does.
I see that. Okay.
And so I can now give this a little title, put in dynamic marks, accents, what have you, and then print it out on the regular desktop printer, give it to a sighted guy, and he has his flute part.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can print it in print or in Braille. Could you save it to a Braille file, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Running back through Goodfill again and make
sure. Music. Right, like you say you want to put on a Braille display to take with you.
Exactly. You can save it as a formatted ASCII text file in Braille.
I see.
Look at it on your... Some of our customers even take them to band practice on their note takers, if the conductor crosses out two measures, they just delete the two measures. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that when I was a kid.
Me too.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah. All right.
So that's the notation side. Now, Brian's doing the audio production side, and we've earlier today came up with a little template of a little idea that we use. Well, you can tell them about the soft synths we use, I guess.
Well, this is a program made by Cakewalk. It's a company in Boston. The software is called Sonar. What this lets you do is it lets you record multiple tracks of audio and MIDI and mix them all together. So the intended purpose is you basically want to make records. You want to make songs of your own.
Right.
And you're focused more on playing than writing up notation. So the basic features that you have with Sonar is that you can plug real instruments and microphones in, record individual parts. And you can mix those all together and, eventually burn it all out to a CD right from the program. The program also has some other advanced features like if you don't have a piano around or if you don't have a drum kit or synth, it has built-in software instruments to perform those sounds for you. So what we've done is we've written a series of scripts that works with Cakewalk Sonar software to enable JAWS support. Those are very extensive script packages. We're not gonna show the entire set of features here because it's a very complicated program.
Yeah.
It's all into surround mixing and effects and all that. But basically, what we have here is we have a Cakewalk Sonar project that's entirely soft synth based, and we have this little groove built up in it. It's using all software instruments. So if I play this MIDI controller on the table right now, you hear like a Rode sound, and that sound's being totally generated by the computer. So in here right now at the moment, we have this little groove. I'll see if it'll play.
I like it.
And it just it goes around. It's about 8 bars, and this is the computer entirely generating the sound. We played it in earlier on the controller, one at a time, so we can, you know, have the bass on one track and the drums on one track, and that gives us a good bit of editing. We can fix bad notes or retake parts, that sort of thing. But it's not just restricted to what we play with computer sounds. We can record real sounds in, and maybe Bill, if you want to grab your trumpet, we can make another go at that.
I think he stepped away for a moment.
Okay. Well, earlier we'd recorded some items in here. I think I can get it back. Yeah, I can get that back. So earlier I was working with Bill, and we have the microphone here on the table, just a basic mic like you get at any electronics store, like Radio Shack.
Right.
And we recorded 2 more tracks of him playing trumpet in.
You want to do some live trumpet?
Yeah, we were just looking for you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I got my horn here. I have a mute on it so I don't disturb my neighbors too much.
Okay, I was just undoing back to what we did, and now I'm redoing. So it's a lot of editing capability. Okay, so Bill, what we'll do is I'll take this mic, and I'm just going to hold it under the opening of the end of his trumpet. And we'll start this up, and we'll just record 1 audio track and put it with this, and then we'll play back and show some other stuff with it.
All right.
Once that's in,
all right,
we can just play this back, and you'll notice I've already done a little bit of work here. So, well, that's a live demo
muted?
For you. Oh, let's see.
It's muted.
Running.
This is a live demo for you.
Sure, right.
All right, I think I got a retake.
Want to try take 2, Bill?
All right.
Now I'm warmed up.
Okay, so I'm using... This is an opportunity to hear a little bit of what's going on in here in Sonar. We have keys for jumping to individual tracks and quick access to stuff. With the sighted user, there's a tremendous amount of information on the screen. Some other screen readers without our software can access some of these basic features, but there's a tremendous amount of arrowing. So an advantage with JavaScript is we can have a bazillion hotkeys for doing everything.
Right.
So I can jump straight to track 7, where we're going to record this, and I can ask Jaws to look at the screen and tell me about it.
Hey, Brian, just crank up Jaws just a tad there. It's getting louder in here. Yeah. I don't know if we're picking up Jaws on it.
Audio track 7.
There you go.
Okay. Let's see. Slow the speech down a little bit.
Audio track 7. Named live instrument is not recorded.
Now I'm going to arm it for recording.
A trumpet is not a live instrument. It's a trumpet.
Well, we didn't know what we were going to record.
Then for track 7.
And there's lots of feedback about what we just did, so I'm going to put the mic up under his trumpet.
All right.
Again.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Take 2.
You're armed, right?
Now, hopefully it'll work out this time.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
What is armed and armed unarmed?
Okay, arm is, since we have so many tracks in the project, each track can be used to record a separate take,
sure,
which is like an individual instrument. So we have to arm the track that we want to record to. So I just had an audio track armed so that when we push record and he played his trumpet, whatever came in on the microphone would be recorded to that
track. It knew which track to put it to.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
So I just unarmed it, so now we're not going to accidentally override it or something like that. So I'll rewind and hit play. And I've already put an effect on here, so you'll hear some reverb.
Play.
Panic. to the center more?
Yeah, sure can. Now, the level is kind of high.
I was going to say.
All that stuff's editable.
Of course.
This is multi-track software, you're not stuck with any way it's set. Once it's recorded, we can, you know, turn the level up and down on individual instruments, or if he made a bad, you know, note in the middle of that, but it's otherwise a great take, we can just jump right in the middle, re-record just that one part, and keep the rest of it. So you can really work on it in pieces. So it's really good for that, and if someone's into playing keyboards, they can edit individual MIDI notes, and there's effects built in, so you can make it sound more professional, reverb and delays and things like that. And
which version of Sonar are we using now?
Well, this is version 7. Our currently shipping version is Sonar 6 with the Cake Talking 6 scripts.
Sure.
The version 7 is about to release. Yeah.
By the time people hear this, we will be shipping scripts for 7.
Are you sure about that? It's going to be up tonight.
All right. 3 days from now.
Oh, okay.
End of the weekend, you'll have it.
All right.
Yeah. Early February.
I see.
So that'll give you access to all the new stuff. Sonar 7 burns CDs directly. There's many updated software sounds in it. They sound very modern keyboards and drums and
right.
things like that. That's been upgraded a lot by Cakewalk. Better effects. And our scripts support more of those effects and synths right out of the box. I know with a lot of other solutions that are out there, some of those dialogues aren't even accessible. But we support practically every instrument and effect that ships with Sonar.
What? Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, from the business side, we do sell a package, with the scripts and Sonar, and some of our customers want to upgrade their JAWs, we can do that.
How much is with Sonar and, Sonar Talking?
Sonar, we sell it for a competitive price. There are two versions. The full loaded version is called Producer. We sell it for $4.99. And there's a somewhat lighter version, but still very robust, called Studio Edition. And that's $2.99. We sell the scripts packaged with tutorials to teach you how to use it, come in the form of Word documents. And that product is called Cake Talking for Sonar, because it makes Cakewalk talk.
Right.
And it's $2.89 for that package. And again, we can sell JAWs anywhere in the U.S. We can also sell you a MIDI keyboard or an audio interface, because you really should have a dedicated second audio interface to get at the maximum of using, like I just recorded on that audio track.
Sure.
You really need something that's going to be quick, and most of the consumer cards, they're fine for most things, but in real time, when you start loading them up with reverbs and effects, they start going a little slower, and what that means is pops and delays and dropouts. So.
And I just want to mention that the scripts are really complicated, but in that $2.89, the tutorial is really worth saying something about it. It's an over 200-page tutorial, and what it's basically about is teach you how to use Sonar. It's a replication of the manual, but it's all written from the perspective of the script. So when you look in the Sonar manual, this is a very visual program, and it's all about click this and drag this over to there, and
So you could read your documentation and basically be all set.
Yeah, that's a manual. It goes through every feature in Sonar and tells you how you can use the scripts to do that. Everything from
the
just
keyboard.
Recording to surround
right.
mixing.
We tell people to take the mouse and hide it under the desk. Don't let the sighted guys get at it.
Sure. Take control.
Plug the monitor too. They can't.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I love doing that. Absolutely. What's your take on, first, there's scripting coming out for Magic, there's scripting now coming out for WindowEyes. Are you looking at any of that?
Well, we intend to. It's all still pretty new, but our feeling is that, JAWS is a wonderful product, and it's been great, and we will continue to work with it, but we know that we could broaden our customer base if we can get some scripts working for other excellent products, like WindowEyes, like Dolphin, or other screen readers. If they provide the same level of customization.
Right.
If we can customize them to this degree, we will. Of course, we have to look at what it's going to cost to develop that. But I do know that most of us as blind consumers, we're generally not going to buy a second screen reader. We have some customers who have, just to use this stuff, because they're really into music, but
right.
most people can't afford it. And so we'd like to help those people, too, and broaden our own customer base.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody how we can get in contact with you guys?
Sure. Well, of course, you can look at www.dancingdots.com. There are links there to contact us. But if you want to give us a call, it's area 610-783-6692. And my name is Bill McCann. You can ask for me or Brian Smart or any of us to try to help you with your own particular interests. And we also should say that on our website, if you go there to dancingdots.com, click on Cake Talking. There's an excellent demo audio presentation made by Gordon Kent, who also works for Dancing Dots. And Gordon was sitting in his studio, excellent blind musician, producer, and he really goes into some depth. People might enjoy listening to that.
All right. Well, thank you, both of you.
All right.
We do appreciate it.
Thank you.